It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we're reminded by the great Wayne Dyer that you are what you think about most of the time. Enjoy.
It is so simple, ladies and gentlemen. This idea that is at the core of all of our teachings. I've been out there doing this for over 30 years now. Your Erroneous Zones was published 30 years ago. And what I've discovered is what Earl Nightingale told me when I was just getting started in this whole business, when something called The Strangest Secret. We become what we think about all day long. We become what we think about all day long. But more than that, understanding that your thoughts are real, that they have an impact. Isn't it conceivable that your thought can have an impact on whether or not you can attract what you want into your life? That you can extend it out into a universe which is perfect, which has no need for you to interfere with it, which is always doing exactly what it is supposed to do. No restrictions on it. And it always has been doing it, and it always will be doing it. And everything that you're going through, it's all part of the perfection of all of this. That you are not any of the things that you've come to believe that you are. You're not what you have. You're not what you do. You're not your reputation. You spent a whole lifetime working on understanding that. I'm looking at the things that we believed in the morning of our life. What we were taught, what we were told when we came into this world, what you were told was important for you to do. It's important for you to go to school. It's important for you to get good grades. We throw this stuff at our children. We throw it at ourselves. It's important for you to look a certain way. It's important for you to make the team. It's important for you to defeat somebody else. It's important for you to make a lot of money, to advance in your profession. It's important for you to be a good daughter, to be a good mother, to take care of your family. It's important for you to have goals. It's important for you to figure out what other people are doing and get there ahead of them so that they don't get ahead of you. It's important for you to win. I'm just scratching at the surface here of all of these things that we've been conditioned and told, this is what you're here for, this is what it's about, and you bought into it. You just hook, line, and sinker. We took it. We all did. I did too. We all did. And then you get to a point, and I just share with you this one observation from Jung called The Stages of Life. He says, thoroughly unprepared, we take the step into the afternoon of life. Worse still, we take this step with the false presupposition that our truths and ideas will serve as hitherto. But we cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning. Hear that. Really hear that, because most of you here are in the afternoon of your life, and it has nothing to do with how old you are, by the way. This can happen at 14, or some of you stay in the morning of your life for 16 lifetimes. We cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning. For what was great in the morning of your life, getting the grades, making the cheerleading team, being a good daughter, getting the gold star, saving your money, getting the job, whatever it is. What was great in the morning will be little at evening. And what in the morning was true, which is a big word here today, What in the morning was true will at evening have become a lie. Now imagine how many of us are attempting to live the afternoon of our life by lies. They just don't work anymore. I mean, is the most important thing for you to get ahead of somebody else? To look a certain way? To have the right jewelry on? To get the job? Or is it to be on purpose? Is it to be making a difference? Is it to understand what I wrote about in 10 Secrets for Success, the second secret, that you're not going to die with your music still in you? Is it to know God? Is it to feel close to something so profoundly important that in here there's a knowing that I haven't been actualizing it? I haven't been fulfilling it. What am I here for? What am I here for? It's a question that you begin to ask yourself when I speak about purpose. And then you say, well, it's to be like God. That's what God realization is, to return to that from which you originated, the place of your source, the Tao, to be the Tao, to be it, to be the great way. And what is the Tao like? What does it look like? What is it doing? It's not doing anything. It's just constantly giving. It's just constantly offering. It's just constantly providing life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.